On this episode of Still Loading, you are about to embark upon a great crusade towards which we have striven these many months. Hey guys, and welcome to the new episode of Still Loading. It's me, Josh. Today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite video games ever made, Medal of Honor Frontline. For the longest time, the Medal of Honor series was my favorite game series, and while it's not even in my top 5 anymore, I still have a soft spot for it. So let's face it, the games have not aged well. The controls are very outdated and are not easy to get reaccustomed to. In any case, I'm not here to talk about the series as a whole, but I would like to have a friend join me to discuss. But today, I'm just going to focus on the series' first foray into PS2 gaming, Medal of Honor Frontline. Let's go. Medal of Honor Frontline is a first-person shooter developed by EA Los Angeles that was released in 2002 for the PlayStation 2, the original Microsoft Xbox, and the Nintendo GameCube. The game takes place during World War II, and all the missions take place in the European theater of the war. But before I talk about the gameplay and dig into it, I want to talk about what I consider the most memorable part of this game, and that would be the soundtrack. This game has one of my favorite soundtracks ever. My podcasts have been split up between SoundCloud and this. I believe I mentioned how much I love this soundtrack in my favorite game soundtrack episode, so I apologize for those who have already heard that. I don't remember if that's on Libsyn or SoundCloud, but in any case, the soundtrack was composed by Michael Giacchino. I apologize if I mispronounce his name. I could not find a phonetic spelling of his name, but in any case, since this, he's been doing a lot of work for Disney. Like, seriously, go look at his discography. He's composed for some amazing movies. Just to name a few, Rogue One, Up, those are only two. There's so many more. I literally just blanked on all of them. But you can look at his IMDb page or Wikipedia. He's got tons. But anyway, on to the actual soundtrack. The main theme, Operation Market Garden, starts out with a haunting voice singing a mysterious melody. This fits perfectly, not only with the game, but with the significance of the actual operation that happened during the war. While the main theme is haunting and beautiful, you can't really listen to it the whole time while you're trying to kill Nazis. The track that fits this perfectly for this, though, is the half-track chase. The piece starts out with a loud call from the low brass, whose call is then returned by the trumpets as well as some woodwinds. The melody then kicks in, and you are off to the races. And there are plenty of more fantastic songs, but I'm not going to talk about all of them here, but that's a really good track. I could also, for those who want to actually check it out and listen to it, Arnhem is a beautiful track. Clipping Their Wings is a really fun one. The soundtrack is fantastic. I don't really remember a lot of orchestral scores, and this one has stuck with me since I first played it. But that's really all I wanted to bring up. That's just the first thing I want to talk about. I love this soundtrack, and I cannot recommend it enough for those who like orchestral things. But let's move on to the gameplay. Frontline was what I would call the first cinematic feeling game in the series that was released on home console. Medal of Honor Allied Assault came out a year earlier on PC, and I would argue that was the first in the series to actually feel cinematic, but in terms of, you know, bringing that cinematic feeling to the console, Frontline did it first, in my opinion. Because it was the first PS2 one. And the original titles, Medal of Honor and Medal of Honor Underground, were fantastic games. I love them, but they had a cinematic vibe, but they didn't quite see it there. in Frontline, you start out, it is very similar. The opening mission, you play on Omaha Beach, like something straight out of Saving Private Ryan. Throughout the game, you play as Lieutenant James Stephen Jimmy, quote-unquote, Patterson, and he lands on Omaha Beach on D-Day, and based upon your actions in that mission, the OSS, or the Operation of Strategic Services, recruits you to sends you on espionage and sabotage missions. The level design is very linear, which unfortunately feels very dated. Even when some levels feel more open, like Rough Landing from the Needle in a Haystack mission, it doesn't give you much to explore, so you quickly realize how linear it actually is. The levels are broken up nicely, though, with segments where you operate mounted machine guns and fight off a few waves of Nazis coming to your location. There's also vehicle sections where usually you're sitting on a mounted machine gun as well, so it even changes up that mounted machine gun feel a little bit too. These sections provide just enough diversity to get you through the game, and the final couple levels are tough. I remember how long it took me to beat them as a kid, and maybe as an adult they won't be as hard. However, I do have a copy of the HD remake that came out back in 2010 that came packaged with the Medal of Honor reboot from 2010. And when I popped this game back in, the mid part of the game was already getting difficult and it was giving me frustration. So maybe my memories aren't too far off. Now we move on to the story. The storyline is pretty basic in this game, however, for the sake of not being a dick, spoilers, just to let you all know. The basic gist of the story is the OS discovers the Germans are building a secret weapon, but their contact within the Dutch resistance goes missing. So they send good old Jimmy to go in and try to find him. They drop him in with the 82nd Airborne, during Operation Market Garden, and after finding and rescuing the contact, the OSS discovers the Germans have been developing a highly advanced jet fighter called the HOIX. And essentially, the last part of the game is just finding the man who is in charge of the project and killing him. Once you kill him, you escape from the airbase on the very same experimental aircraft created by the Germans, and that's pretty much how the game ends. Now, I know that's a very, very brief explanation of the story. I mean, hell, I didn't even say the villain's name. It's Sturmgeist, by the way. Rudolf Ulbricht von Sturmgeist. I apologize for any bad pronunciations. But the story isn't really what stuck out to me. What will always stick out to me is how groundbreaking this game was. I remember the first time seeing the game on a demo disc at my uncle's house and being blown away by how real the game looked. Compared to today's graphics, it's nothing, but back then I remember being awestruck. I think that's why I still hold on to this game. It hit me right in that perfect time, and it became my obsession for a few years. I remember when I finally got this for Christmas and was playing it with my dad on our PS2, and we both were just gushing over how good it looked. I used to show every friend that came over the intro scene and how intense it was on the beach. That's what I think of when this game comes to mind. Just those memories, and it's still a fun game, but I guess to wrap this all up, I'm just going to say give it a try. You never know what you may think of it. The controls and game design are a little dated, but it's still fun to pop in and play a few levels. Thank you all for listening. Sorry for a short episode. It's very hard for me to get guests. I know I keep saying that, but I'm at least recording something, right? So please rate, subscribe, and review my little show. I would love to get some feedback and as well as expand my audience. And I'm always looking for anything, any kind of constructive criticism or just feedback that I can get to help improve and make this more entertaining for all parties. You can follow my almost non-existent postings on Twitter and Facebook at StillLoadingPod, all one word. @StillLoadingPod. And yeah, thank you again, guys, and I will see you next time.
show me a move.